Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I think it's important that all the children out there believe in the magic of Satan.
That's Santa. Typo.
Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. He took off his suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me. Pretty exciting stuff. The more we talk about the world's first underwater Christmas light parade, the more excited I get. I think this could be an epic event. And once again, we're planning to do this in South Florida, adjacent to the Gomez Hilton, Friday evening. And then Saturday, a week from today, we're planning to have the highlights on the show as part of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza event, which is kind of like our on-air Christmas party.
You're going to be editing your brains out on Saturday morning, but I think you can get it done in time.
Well, I try. You know, we really don't take a break during the holidays. We kind of do this
after the Crap Extravaganza, you can.
Well, it's a festive time.
For a couple days.
Yeah, you know.
Have
but
some Gregnog.
This kind of just fell in our laps, and I'm like, yeah, we got to do this. If we have the technology, you know, when something like this happens, it's when you have the opportunity to take hold of something that's never been done before. Those opportunities just come and go. I mean, if you're not ready, you got to be ready.
You
got to
take hold of the flame.
Yeah, usually we just play, you know, songs and things like that. But this is going to be a whole another level.
We can still do that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we may combine the bit. Now, Barry is. I mean, technically, I don't know if Barry even celebrates Christmas. He participates in the festivities, like the Crap Extravaganza. But we might be able to work in some music and his underwater float and stuff like that. You know, something like this. Like if we had this, had him play this out underwater with all the lights and everything, and he'd dance around, you know, like an underwater fairy or something. I don't know. It'd go something like this.
Have yourself a very little Christmas.
That's right.
Maybe you can tell.
Yeah, we all were on the little whore.
Barry's joke writers come from the deep depths of hell.
You got a CJ puppet in there.
You had a strong Barry.
Regardless. Have yourself a very little Christmas now.
There you go. I mean, that would be a real tearjerker, which would be weird underwater because you wouldn't see the tears, I guess. But
I always picture that song being played in a dingy little martini bar somewhere by a four-piece.
Yeah, know? Well, just imagine what it'd be like underwater as part of our underwater Christmas light parade.
You know, Greg, we have to make sure the path of our parade goes under several overpasses to give the mass of people area to line up and watch us go by.
Well,
good
idea. I mean, they would see the lights from the surface, I guess. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. I figured,
With all that clear water.
I mean, we have some new cameras from Insta360 that we got at the DEMA show that we were going to put to use for this.
I just had a great idea.
What's that?
If we can make it. Hey.
Yeah. Come on, Barry.
Shut up, you.
Scrooge.
Baby.
Yeah.
Listen,
shut up, Barry.
We have it. We have to make it all the way down and end it at the Rustic Inn in the water right outside the
That's not a bad idea.
And then we can all feast.
Connects. Yeah, have a...
And I've been there. It's a great place.
Yeah. See, Vinny Two Tanks has been there.
That's where we end it.
So,
and we have the after party.
So, basically, we do the parade. Everyone comes up out of the water at the Rustic Inn and buys me Alaskan King Crab dinner.
And me.
And that's Greg's favorite restaurant.
Yeah, see, Vinny knows.
He rolls on his back.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
He rolls on his back.
He didn't sucker you into buying him a dinner.
Yeah, sounds like the perfect Christmas
to me. He rolls on his back and cracks him open on his belly like an otter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You otter know.
It's disgusting.
Okay.
Butter all over the place.
Well,
it's a mess.
Yeah, but it tastes delicious.
That is a long, long way from Walt's house.
Oh, good. See, there, why is it? Why are you keep what you're you,
you know what?
Squashing our ideas.
Christmas we're magic. Gonna, we're we'll going to
need
faster.
We're going to need torpedoes, you know, the little underwater torpedoes.
Scooters.
You know anyone that has those scooters?
Jared, you know, he does a lot of tech stuff. Have you ever done anything like that with the scooters that you've worked with in the past, Jared, or no? What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of scootering, and we made an LED wrap to go around a scooter. You can have words cycling through it.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, wow. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
see, there's my cigar right there, Greg.
So you could have like a scrolling, like a Goodyear blimp that like suck it losers or something like that. You could do that.
Suck it, Barry. I mean, yeah. Shut up, Barry.
Or, yeah. Or Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's that. That probably makes more sense.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Suck it, elves.
Yeah.
But you can put whatever you want.
Okay. Well, or we mix it up a little. We'll do a little bit of
both. I got your candy cane.
Yeah. No, that's not appropriate. We wouldn't say that.
I got
that.
Your Yule log.
That's okay. Just a peppermint stick. What are you talking about?
But I'll tell you what, if I say so myself, this is a genius idea.
Steph, you're stuck.
And let's admit it. Jerry the Diver Guy knows. He agrees.
I still think the two ideas I come up with are the greatest.
Yeah, don't bring that up again. That's
not
inappropriate. Yeah, he keeps bringing up some nonsense about aliens or some crap like that. I'm like, what? What does this have to do with aliens other than, okay, Friday, the December 19th, is the same day that AI Atlas is coming closest to the Earth, and it could be a spaceship instead of a comet. But who cares?
We'll be underwater. Right. We won't even notice it.
Yeah. It has nothing to do. And he just likes to say the word Uranus because he thinks that's where they're from.
Grow up.
Yeah. Come on. My God, have you not listened to our show? This is highbrow comedy.
This is family entertainment.
Like toilet humor. Jeez. I'm really, really offended, especially during Christmas time, that you would go there. It's just not appropriate. Not appropriate at all. And thank God.
How dare you?
I'm here to kind of maintain a certain level of decorum on this show. And, you know, that's just how it's going to be, guys. Sorry, I don't mean to pull rank, but yeah, I'm pulling rank. I'm kind of
something's
like,
rank.
I'm kind of like the abominable snowman from Rudolph, taking charge, and what I say goes. And if it doesn't, I may eat you.
What?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Oh.
But you get the idea, I think, right, CJ?
You lost me.
Okay.
Well, I was with you up until the end.
But you like the idea of the underwater Christmas light parade, though.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, see? It'd be the world's first. And, the thing is, if we do this, there's no if. We're going to do this.
When we do it.
Yeah. This could make this could make the news. This could make the mainstream media. This would be newsworthy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to put out a press release so we get some coverage on it.
No, God, no. Casey, what say you?
Well, I think I had an idea. We don't want to be without you underwater. We need our fearless leader. So I think Tank might be able to, do the running commentary.
Actually, the Aqua Gypsy Brittany, her float idea, she had given me this idea. She wanted to work in something with hot honey in her float, her underwater float. And hot honey. I don't know what that means. Like, would you dress up as a bee?
Well, Tank's got to be on that float.
Well, Tank might have something to do with her particular presentation underwater.
Sure.
I mean, it'd be a dive buddy. I don't know. Like, you know, where he'll be doing the play-by-play for her float, saying, ah, five will get you two, five will get you two. Oh, hell yeah. Hot honey. Oh, maybe? I don't know.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.